Let's commence our worship this evening with hymn number 330. The tune is Carlisle 17. Your harps, ye trembling saints, down from the willows take, loud to the praise of Christ our Lord, bid every string awake. Though in a foreign land, we are not far from home, and nearer to our house above, we every moment come.
Thank you.
this evening from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 51. Isaiah, chapter 51. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be for ever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be for ever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea away for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens, and hath laid the foundations of the earth, and hast feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which hast drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. Thou hast drunk on the dregs of the cup of trembling, and wrung them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she hath brought forth, neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she hath brought up. These two things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction, and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons are fainting, they lie in the head of all the streets, as a wild bull in a net. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith thy Lord, the Lord, and thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it in the hand, into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over thee. And thou shalt lay thy body as the ground, and as the street to them that went over. May the Lord bless his word and help us now to engage in prayer. Almighty and most merciful God, through mercy we would return to thee honour and glory and mercy for our safe conduct this evening. In the terrible storm and the heavy rains, Lord, that have been visiting this state. And yet, Lord, there was a need to be, as thou knowest. And there will be many murmuring, complaining, Lord, with their lot for what they have had to pass through and the difficulties that they have had to pass through. And yet, Lord, they do not acknowledge thee for the most part. Yet we would desire to acknowledge thy goodness and mercy. There has been, Lord, of that drought conditions that we've had for a long time, and now thou hast opened the windows of heaven. Thou hast poured upon the earth that needful, necessary rain, Lord, for the crops of the earth, for the replenishing, Lord, of the reservoirs. And we do thank thee for that. And Lord, we do thank thee, Lord, for thy continued favours to this land, in spite of all their sins. And all they seem to think, Lord, about having the times, the good times. And after, Lord, you do those things, Lord, that are provoking the anger of God all the time. Oh, when wilt thou come, Lord, and revive us, true believers that what we want to be, and to worship thee. And to this end we are here tonight, Lord, to acknowledge thee. And thou seest all the empty pews, Lord, but thou seest a few faithful and loyal ones that are unable to come in the week. And we do pray, Lord, those even connected with us through the means of the relay, both here, Lord, in the state here, and also in their friends, Lord, in Adelaide, and one in their Geelong home. Also, Lord, their friends up at Rye. Oh, do bless these means. Do send us prosperity, Lord. And in their text this evening, we do pray to visit Zion and build us up again. We see so much antichrist about, Lord. So many religious bodies, Lord, that think they are right, and have lost sight, Lord, of the work and necessity of the Spirit of truth to come down. And know, Lord, that there are great mockers in this land and throughout the world. There are those evil religions, those systems, Lord, that speak much of the devil. And we do pray, Lord, in mercy, drive out the buyers and the sellers in our own hearts, that we might be peaceful and alone, that we might glean some hands full of purpose, Lord. That there might be something of building up our souls in their most holy faith, that we might receive those tokens for good, that shall be evidences, Lord, that there has that peace and pardon toward our souls. Oh, we long, Lord, for personal revival and collective revivals. And thy word, Lord, might not just go and fall to the ground, but it might truly, Lord, work mightily in the hearts of the hearers, that work in them both the will and to do it by good pleasure, that they're not ashamed, Lord, to follow thee, who art the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, do, Lord, that yet appear for Zion, in the midst of the crookedness of this world. We do pray, Lord, for sons and daughters of God to be revealed, that they'll bless thine own word, we do beg of thee. Oh, we do pray then that we might know what it is to come, with weeping and supplication, mourning over our sins, our shortcomings. Do keep the door of our lips, Lord. How prone we are to wander. How prone we are to murmur and complain with our lot when there's toiling and rowing. But Lord, thou knowest. Do undertake for us and help us to continue in the work of the ministry, in that work of a believer, Lord, that would stand for the truth, and would desire, Lord, to hear something profitable for their souls. Do, Lord, do bless the people, young and old. And Lord, do be with them in their fallings and in their pathway day by day. Guide them, guard them, keep them and feed them. We do pray they preserve them from harm in their goings out and comings in. We do thank thee, Lord, for thy mercy then, hitherto in their lives. We thank thee, Lord, for the affection shown by our flocks. We do pray thee, do abundantly bless them with crumbs from the master's table. This is our desire, Lord, that they might be nourished and fed with living bread and living waters, inspired of our felt infirmities. Do bless them, and do, Lord, reward them for their following on in the pathway to know the Lord. And do bring others in, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, upon the rebels that have turned their backs upon the truth. They're no more rebellious than what we are, Lord, at times. But, Lord, who calls them yet to know that they are one of thy chosen vessels, that they have that aching void that the world can never fill, and they come with a humble hope, in spite of being laughed and scorned by many around, to come and hear what God the Lord shall speak unto their souls, all in the seeking this great salvation for their souls. Lord, if we read in the word, it's ongoing. It's all ongoing, Lord, that they shall come and declare what the Lord has done for their souls. Do, Lord, grant them the power of the Spirit to work in them both the will and do it by good pleasure, that we might yet see, Lord, some new faces that will come with an earnest desire to see Jesus, to hear his voice through the preaching of the gospel. Be mindful, Lord, then of us, we do pray thee. Lord, we do look to thee too, to give us thankful hearts for our daily benefits, and ask thee now, Lord, to be with us and watch over us and bless us with this little service this evening, and take us each home in peace and safety afterwards, we do pray thee. And give us something to truly chew over, Lord, of the blessed cut of the gospel. Oh, how we do pray for real blessings through the poor sinful sinner's lips, that it might be a blessing from the Lord that shall make them rich and add in no sorrow with it, and thou shalt be glory. We seek these favours of the pardon then of all our sin for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 543. The tune is Chester 455. Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the way to bliss. In this way the church is trod, down from Adam's day to this. Jesus is the living way. All beside the ruin lead. They are safe and only they who are one in Christ their head. Thank you. 5:4-3. To help me, I would direct you prayerfully to Isaiah chapter 51 and reading verse 11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I would just like to read two corresponding verse, similar, in the 35th of Isaiah, which is the last verse. And it says here, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy from their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Confirming words, really, by the prophet. And sometimes we sink lower in our feelings when we ponder these, the words of encouragement, really. It's still in the future, friends. It's been in the past. It's still in the future, though. To the end of time, the redeemed of the Lord will return. It gives us a little hope, doesn't it? For those that have forsaken the path of righteousness, those that have forsaken God for the materialistic possessions of this life. And so, though we know that there's a falling away, but there's a time for return. You've known some of that, some of you. Time of return, a time when you felt that emptiness and poverty. You had all your earthly possessions. You were satisfied in a profitable providence to supply your need. But there's this time when the Lord returned. He'd been watching you. His eye was upon you, running through to the whole of the world to see where you were and what you were doing. And you might have been running as fast as you could from the things of the world and from the captivity of the way you and I were brought up. But he had a purpose. Thus far, no further. And he brought you back, dear friends, under the strain of some bodily affliction or some trial in your circumstances that made you to mourn. And you'd had those losses in your crosses, and still you were arrogant and determined not to know the Lord. But therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. And as I say, this raises up a hope. Is anything too hard for the Lord in the day and age that we live in? For those will come with singing unto Zion. What a change has been wrought in your hearts, that you have begun to be in want. For the application and entrance of his word has given light and understanding to your soul. Because if you come with singing songs of Zion, you'll ultimately have revealed to you this everlasting joy shall be upon your head. Joy in heaven over one sinner that repented, rather than 99 that have no need of repentance. But he turned you around. He granted you this exercise of soul to know the truth as it is in Jesus. And as we've been singing, Jesus, the living way. None can keep alive his own soul, but he makes you to tremble sometimes in his judgments. He's preserved you and kept you. He's heard your cries for mercy and for deliverance. And because of the faith in your soul and exercise, you commit your way to him, you trust also in him, and he'll bring it to pass. Because he said, everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy. There's no joy comparable or gladness comparable to what the Lord gives to you through the word of truth. His words were found and you did eat them. They are unto you the joy and rejoicing in your heart. Men might mock you and laugh you to scorn about reading the Bible and about what the Lord has taken and sealed upon your soul. No comfort to them, but it's a comfort to your soul to know of what the Lord has said, he shall return. And we look at it like this way. You feel sometimes, though a believer, you feel to be so dark and destitute of the life of the Spirit. And yet those things have come upon you in times past when you felt that the Lord did return. Now you travel much by night and you want a word from the Lord. You want him to comfort your troubled heart and say, peace, be still. And to know something of this everlasting joy. And it'll be through a promise by telling you, fear not, for I redeem thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. What a privilege to be one of those that return. You don't feel worthiness more than anyone else would, but you feel to be unworthy of the least of these mercies that he's bestowed upon your soul. And sometimes you know what it is to feel that the Lord is speaking directly to your soul. He's called you to return and come with singing. You love to sing the songs of Zion because it's the language that they believe in these hymn writers that they have been experienced themselves. It just about suits your case sometimes. Maybe the line of a hymn. And so comforted it calls you to hope. And why not for me? Why not for me to be enabled to come with singing unto Zion and blessing the Lord for what he has bestowed upon your soul? And so everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness. It may be a waiting time for you and me for him to cause you to obtain gladness. The time. Time set, dear friends, for the Lord to bless you with a little refreshing, reviving and confirming of your soul as one that he's redeemed, that he's paid the price. He's paid the ransom price. Speaks of the ransom, doesn't it, in the 35th chapter. The ransom of the Lord shall return. And that is the redeemer. Jesus has shed his blood. We mustn't pass by such texts without thinking of the Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I understand, I may have told you, my grandmother Seymour had those words. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Naturally, she's a crooked old stick, as they told me. But she had the blessing. And you see, we shall realize in our nature dwelleth no good thing, but spiritually minded, you granted that peace. The redeemed of the Lord shall return. And they return to heaven one day. That's the blessed mercy, isn't it? They shall know something and obtain this great salvation. And they have to bless the Lord. He will comfort you and support and sustain you in your desires. Yes, we often wonder where the sin will end. Do I really believe the Lord has contacted me, touched my heart, and granted me that joy? Joy and peace in believing. Oh, you see, there's much talk in the world about believing, but it must be applied, and it must be that witness and sealing of the Spirit to have it applied, and to feel the Comforter will not leave you but come to you. And so he delivers you from being afraid of man. She said, I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker. We get such beautiful language as this 11th verse. And then forgettest the Lord thy Maker. Where prone we are to wander from the God we have, we love. Here's my heart, Lord. It's my request. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known. Their requests. The Lord has implanted his fear in your soul. He's implanted a request. What must I do to be saved? He says, come unto me. All ye that labour and heavy laden, I will give thee rest. Oh, what a mercy to rest in the love of Christ. It's most vital and needful for your soul and mine. And so we see and read often in his word of those providential deliverances to his chosen people. And have you not had them yourself, experiences in providence? Made you stop and think and ponder the path of your feet as Jesus has made a way for you. You perhaps tried to pray, you didn't feel much about your prayers, but he's heard it. He reads your thoughts in prayer, you know, he does. Oh, may you have faith to believe that. He knows what you're thinking, as he knew what they were thinking. Or in his company when here upon the earth. And he says, I know what thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. But where we're exhorted, my soul, wait there upon the Lord, for he alone can save you, and establish you, and settle you in these precious truths of the gospel. I've redeemed thee, I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. What a comfort this is to think the eye of the Lord is upon you, whatever circumstances you're in. You perhaps you have your only natural thoughts about these things. But when the Lord reveals himself to you, he shines through the gloom, awakens Judy and friends and me from my dancing paths. You look at the trial, don't you, instead of beyond it, who manages your affairs, orders your footsteps by his word. And you'll pray to have those footsteps ordered. You want divine direction in your pathway from the Lord, because there's safety in the Lord. And it becomes your refuge and your strength, a very present help in your trouble. Where should we go, dear friends, without the Lord answering our petitions? And so, through mercy, we have the services of the medical profession. Sometimes they look on, you ask them questions, they can't answer. They do what they think best for you, to recover you. But you see, you're in the hands of the Lord if you're a believer. He grant you, dear friends, deliverance when you can know deliverance, see. And how vital it is to look to the Lord, who has paid the price for your sins and mine, if you're one of his, to know him as your Redeemer. What's he redeem you from? The curse of the broken law, that's one thing. And he's gone to prepare a place for you in heaven. And he will come again, receive you unto himself. that where thou art, where he is, thou shalt be forever. What a prospect to be a blessed inhabitant of Zion, washed in the dear Redeemer's blood, everlasting joy. There will be no interruption in the joy in heaven. No interruption. Perfect peace. We can't begin to imagine it, can we? But it waits, dear friends. It waits for the fulfillment of the promise. I have redeemed thee. And so we have many fears in life's journey. We're creatures of fear and drag along where no fear is. But blessed be the Lord. We do pray, Lord, don't leave me to forget thee. We are forgetful characters, aren't we, at times? We even met like Peter and denied their Lord and Saviour and that he was one of them. But the Lord looked upon him. And the Lord will look upon you through his word. And it strikes home fast into your soul. And he brings a tear out from you and me, dear friends, of the godly sorrow for your sins in doubting what the Lord has revealed to you through his word. Therefore, the Redeemer of the Lord shall return and come. So you see, there's hope for those, dear friends, that have strayed from the truth to be brought back. There's no easy believers that can comfort any sinner. It's what the Lord does. And you may think you've had to drink the wine of astonishment at times for those things that have come to pass in your life. You never thought that would come to pass, and it has. And you look on and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And you've come with singing. And sometimes you can sing from the bottom of your heart the praises of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord, that he's bestowed upon your soul, and that everlasting joy, the joy in heaven over these repenting sinners. Lord, make me to know that true repentance, that godly sorrow for my sins. Make me to return thanks. You think of those, was it 10 of them and 9 of them? What, 9 of them? And didn't return thanks for deliverance in their condition. But one returned and gave thanks. What a mercy to be able to give thanks to the Lord for any specific thing in your life. You felt the Lord has done it. He's made a way for you where there seemed to be no way. Enabled you and me to cast our cares upon him. Because he cared for you. Even when you flew in the face of God, he still cared for you. He changes not. And the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated. Blessed be the Lord to be a seed of Jacob. Your return. You'll have this comfort and hope. You'll have this gladness and joy and sorrow, and mourning shall flee away. Yes, you've come with singing. Is there a contradiction in this verse? Never, dear friends. You know, dear friends, to be a sorrowful spirit. You'll be mourning over your sins and after him. But he's already visited your soul and turned you around and made you conscious of your need of the blood of Christ to cleanse you. But they will return. And they shall come with a godly sorrow for their sin. And they come mourning over their sins and after him. And he says, and I, even I am he that comforteth you. There's some beautiful answers, aren't there, to a poor sinner that's mourning over his or her sins. The time of love. He says, tarry ye here in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Oh, where we are dependent upon the blessed Spirit Yes, you may feel your religion ebbs and flows, but do you see once in him and him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. I, even I. He repeats it. And he that comforteth you. Or may you have a little comfort and hope, dear friends, that the Lord has redeemed you. The Lord is making you wise unto salvation through faith in him. And though it's a painful path at times, they shall obtain gladness. These are the shells and wheels of Jehovah. They shall return. An everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy. So we need patience, don't we? Patience to wait upon the Lord, to renew our strength, that we might mount up with wings of eagles, that we might run and wear and not be weary, walk and not faint. We shall be carried and conveyed into heaven. Crooked sticks may laid straight, dear friends, because of the blessings of the Lord that enriches your soul. And so you may feel to be a captive. But if you've been born free, the time when you break down those iron bars and brazen gates, bring you into his banqueting house, and his banner over you will be love. And you'll know what it is when he puts words in your mouth, and I've covered thee in the shadow of my hand. Profound and blessed words, aren't they, that dear Isaiah was enabled to, under the inspiration of the Spirit, to leave on record for your comfort and my comfort and hope. And you'll be hearkening. He said, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Encouragement with you and me to read the word and to pore over it and pray for it, to be favoured to know that he has called you and blessed you with this insight into the knowledge of the truth. And you come as a mourner, but the Lord will comfort you in due time. And you'll know what it is to be favoured ultimately, to have that imputed righteousness of the Lord of Jesus Christ, to cover all your sins with the mantle of his forgiveness. What a deliverance. What a deliverance here, this side of the grave, to know, persuaded, not in natural knowledge, boasting, but to know what the Lord has shown you, revealed to you. Revealed to you a dying Saviour, and yet a dying Saviour that was raised from the dead by his Father, and all power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. And what power he gives to your soul, to keep alive your soul and mind, waiting upon the Lord to renew your strength. Oh, blessed be the Lord. We have to pray, Lord, don't leave me to be so forgetful of thee and thy great blessings that are stored up in thy word. Do unstop my deaf ear. Stop that rebellion that's in me, we're stirred up by the devil. To know about this, rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still, but since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. We do desire that you may have had promises and are holding fast to those promises. The yea and amen in Christ, the promise of the Lord to come and deliver you and me from the pit, to make you and me wise unto salvation through faith in Christ. Oh, what a mercy, says he, comfort Zion, he will comfort all our waste places, and will make a wilderness like Eden and a desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found in thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Oh, what wonderful language. Lord, apply it will be your desire. Apply it. the entrance of thy word that giveth life, understanding to my poor simple soul, because you feel to be so full of sorrow and mourning. Because when wilt thou come, Lord, and grant me deliverance? Grant me an acknowledgement that I am one of thine, that's been born of God, and that my treasure is above. You see, we want this treasure to be made real to us. A little of this treasure on the earth and vessel, that the answer of the power may be of God and not of us. The Lord comforting Zion. It was his place of honour, wasn't it, in Jerusalem. And what a mercy. He is faithful to promise. And we bless the Lord that there is he that will guide his sons and his daughters. He gives them adoption. He's adopted them for his own. Here their names are recorded in the book of life, and he'll never leave them nor forsake them, though they've often left him. But he brings them back. They shall return. We take him a little encouragement that they shall return with blessings on their head. We have many blessings to acknowledge God for in providence and grace. But, oh Lord, give me more grace, more humility, more love, that I might bow beneath thy will. A time to mourn over my sins and after thee, but do grant me that godly sorrow, that godly mourning. And do come and comfort my troubled heart. Do speak the one only, Lord, and heal me. Because you are a deep wounded soul, but you'll repair to him. And pray, Lord, rend the heart of my heart, and give me faith to trust thee for thy faithfulness. What a mercy faith is. It's the gift of God to trust the Lord for what his word declares. You cannot steal it as a thief or robber some other way, but it suits your case. You commit it to the Lord, Lord, to give me such a promise that thou hast redeemed me, that thou hast paid the price, thou hast suffered, bled and died on my sinful account. Why, Lord, I blush with shame for what I have done through my life and how my shortcomings have been terrible because of my sins. But Lord, in thy mercy, blot out all my sins and my iniquities as a thick cloud, and do wash me beneath the fountain of that simultaneous blood, that I might be cleansed. Have imputed righteousness to cover me for all my sins. Put the robe upon me, Lord, lest the shadow of a spot should on my soul. God takes the robe of Saviour, Lord, and casts it all around. What a blessing. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow thereto. Because he has loved you because he would. There's no worthiness in you and me. We're not worthy of the least of his mercies. But blessed be his Spirit. And when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, and ultimately he'll apply the truth. I have redeemed thee. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee, and through the fires you will not be burnt. Speaks of tribulation, doesn't it? Waters, floods and flames. He leads you safely on. Because he's got a home for you in heaven, and it'll be forevermore. You'll be praising and blessing him for the wonders of his redeeming love. And he bids you press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We know not what a day may bring forth, but what mercy we Christ in the vessel. We can smile at the storm. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. May he bless anything acceptable in heaven and forgive all amiss. For his name's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 532, the tune of Millennium 551. The ransom of the Lord shall unto Zion come. A faithful, loving God will surely bring them home. He gave his life a ransom price, and Zion shall in him rejoice. The promise of the Lord shall stand forever good, and Zion shall record the wonders of his love. Redemption's glorious work is done. The ransom shall to Zion come.
Thank you.
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.